Some of you may know that from January to May, I worked as a chaplain intern for St. Francis Hospital. And on my first day, I was terrified to go into a patient's room. I was literally standing outside that door for what seemed like an eternity, frozen stiff with fear. All my doubt came out. I'm thinking, I am so ill prepared for this. And I've got questions coming out. I'm going, what do I say? What do I do? Oh my God, what have I done? Okay, Richard, make this easy. You turn around, hand in your badge, say thank you, and go home. Fears, doubts, anxieties, lack of faith. In the midst of all that, I should have remembered this story. I should have read it before going into that patient's room. I think if I had seen that, I would have seen the text come alive in my story standing outside that door on that January day. And I don't think I'm alone when I've said that people have either stood outside their own doors or have been terrified and they're out in that boat with the disciples. Think about it. Imagine yourself out in the middle of Lake Washington, seas are choppy, winds like a Puget Sound winter storm hitting you. Worst kind of imaginable things going on around you. You're too far from shore to go back, but then you're kind of stuck in the middle there with the waves battering your boat around so you can't go forward. Now, add to this worst possible scenario where your boat is about to sink. You think you see the ghost of your best friend out on the water. The best friend you left behind. Now, would you have sucked it up, set aside all your misgivings, and set aside and go outside the boat because Jesus is out there, or your best friend is out there going, hey, water's fine, come on out, it's okay. Of course, we know in the text that Peter did. Now, Peter's kind of an impulsive guy. He's the kind of guy that would put his hand on the burner to see if it was hot. And some of us are like Peter, where we were willing to step outside the boat. But if you're in the worst possible extremity, would you really have jumped out into the water? When I think back on that fateful day in January, I know what I would have done. I would have stayed inside the boat, thinking, you know, somehow I'm going to get out of this. It's better to have that slim possibility of survival in the boat than just jump out into the water and drown and die immediately. In front of that door, it would be simple for me to go, you know, just walk away, let someone else take it, rather than screwing it all up. So when it comes to those kinds of decisions, do I let the doubts stop me from doing what I could have done? Or do I man up, stare doubt in the face, face it, and move on and step into the room? When I think about it, I was doing okay. I didn't have to step into that room. I wasn't in there yet. I was okay not having to meet somebody in their pain or their anger. I was in that good old comfort zone of mine. Why leave it? Many don't want to leave that comfort zone. After all, it is an area where we feel safe and secure. And if there's anything that anybody loves, is stability and safety and predictability. We want to be able to go to work tomorrow knowing that our job is there and it's going to remain there every day. We want to be able to go to Dick's Drive-In, order a Dick's Deluxe, and have it be $2.90 every time we order it. One thing is for certain, that we can rely on those comfort zones in that time of uncertainty where we could retreat into that safety. Our comfort zone can be a positive thing because it does make us feel safe. But when we become so entrenched, we become fearful and we forget that life asks us and requires us to take reasonable risks that would improve our life. We'll sit in that boat paralyzed from taking any action of any real value. So now what happens when into our lives Jesus walks into it? It disturbs us. It turns our reality upside down. It was certainly disturbing to the disciples in the boat. They're already experiencing turbulence of the winds and the waves. Now they think they're seeing things. They're seeing a ghost. The presence of Christ becomes disturbing to us. And it probably gets our attention. Sometimes circumstances in our life are no longer calm like they once were. We're caught in a storm where things happen. Could be a new marriage. Could be a new baby. Or maybe we need to uproot our family and move away. Maybe we need to change jobs or end a relationship or experience the death of a loved one. Or when you decide to take your cross and follow Christ, there too you're confronted with fears and doubts whether or not it's the right thing to do. When Jesus walks into our life, it may be more disturbing and unsettling than we want it to be. It was the same for those disciples on that stormy lake in the middle of an early morning. It wasn't that they were merely afraid. They were terrified. But immediately Jesus says three things to them. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. It's one thing to hear these words, but it's an entirely different thing to actually believe them with our whole heart. Moving out of our world to meet Jesus is hard to do because sometimes we're not 100% certain that it is Him calling us out of the boat. Even Peter had misgivings and says, Lord, if it's really you, command me to come out into the water. And Jesus simply says, come. So the impulsive Peter, with some measure of faith, he's good to go. He's ready to jump. He knew it was okay to jump out into the water, walk towards Jesus. He had the invitation. Jesus is going, come on out, water's fine. You want to see me? Come out to meet me. And behold, Peter's walking on water, but not for long. At first, he wasn't afraid. He didn't doubt. He was starting to walk on water, which I think is pretty neat. But then he saw the winds and the waves, and all that changed. He couldn't continue to walk on the water because he doubted. Jesus equated Peter's fear with doubt. Sometimes we know exactly what Jesus wants us to do, but we won't meet him. Our sense of reason gets in the way, just like Peter's. Yes, I said, yes, he said, come. But then that little voice in her head's going, what if? What if? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if I didn't understand that he, did he say come? Or more importantly for Peter, will I sink? Peter looked at that wind and thought, this is all too much for me. I'm not going to make it. I can't do it. What am I going to do now? Peter couldn't commit to Jesus when he doubted, and he began to sink. and he cried out, "Lord, help me." When Jesus invites us out of where we feel safe, we have to be determined to look beyond the fear. That is, forget about that doubt. Follow through no matter what happens. That's the only way that you're going to be where God needs you to be. Because life is like that stormy sea. Sometimes you got to get out of the boat and walk on water to get where you want to go. Because Peter was willing to try, he didn't drown. He learned to trust in Jesus' promises. And when he did that, Jesus saved him. And for that, he had a deeper understanding and relationship with his Lord and Savior. Today, even now, as we leave, go out into the world, that storm will still be out there waiting for us. You know, and our faith might not be perfect. And when we fail, and we do and will fail, Jesus is going to be there to pick you up. You're not going to fail alone. Jesus asks us and tells us, "Come ahead to me and let me help you with the turmoil. Let me give you the peace that surpasses all understanding." When we're invited to have a relationship with God, it stretches our faith and helps us grow stronger. When Christ calls to us to the table, we're called to do the impossible. We're asking Jesus to be there with us. We come to the table trusting in Jesus' promises. And we step away filled with grace and knowing that we are loved so that we don't drown in the midst of that sea. And when you're in the depths of doubt and despair, as I was standing outside that patient's door those many months ago, we can call on Jesus, and we're going to find that Jesus is still there saving us. So have faith. Look to God. Stand firm. Have faith. Don't give in to that fear and doubt in your life. Look to Jesus and be assured with a calming peace that everything will be all right. So just like stepping through that door, you can step out of the boat. Amen.